there were these deep issues at stake, and really the fighting, if you drill down, is really but a symptom on such, you know, deeper issues is the widespread hatred amongst Muslims of Christians and Jews. So how do you negotiate with radical Muslims who basically want to kill you, and moderate Muslims who are, at the very least, you know, they sympathize with these radical Muslims? It's really a dangerous mix, but one thing's for sure, the Pope cannot be silent on this forever. Sooner or later, it seems to me that, you know, he's going to have to address what we Catholics and Christians of the West already know, that Islam has some basic theological flaws in it. It doesn't allow itself to adapt to the good things God inspires outside of itself. Do you think the Church should be more proactive? Should they basically write an encyclical on Islam, or be, you know, even more clear from the pulpit and saying, hey, this is wrong because A, B, and C? What do you think?
Well, I think that probably the Pope has gone as far as he can go at this time. I think we will see, this will eventually bring about a lot more commotion than we have seen now. I don't think that the Church, is an institution that can go too far and can get too much involved into political issues. But certainly from the moral point of view, I would expect, and I hope that we will hear more on violence. And the big thing that the Pope did right now is to unmask this fanatic radical Islam people, because the immediate reaction was, oh, we're going to kill everybody.
You're right.
Okay.
Right.
So that's what they want to do all the time. Only, they try to hide it. And again, our political leaders stick their heads in the sand. They don't want to see it, although they know it. But they'd rather go partying than, face the problem.